Lantern Audio presents The Uncrowned Queen Reclaims Her Throne When a Black Woman Breaks the Silence. Written by Dr. Reverend Amandra McClendon. Narrated by Linda Boston. This book is dedicated to the uncrowned queens trapped within the legacy of silence. Acknowledgements. A special thanks to my family and community who worked tirelessly and gave of themselves wholeheartedly so I could give birth to my dream. Jules Scott, my sister and number one fan, for always supporting and loving me for who I am. Stephanie Wilson, Aristia Lopes, and Capri Ashley Astwood, my great nieces, for trusting me and having the courage to build new family legacies. Vernon Oakes, my king and a light in my life, who encourages and loves me unconditionally. My dear friend, Dr. Reverend Maddie Dobbs Maverick, for holding my dream in her heart. My community. My sister friend, Albertina Lane, who edited my work in the midst of physical challenges. Amanda M., Vicky J., Marika E., Gloria T., Sharon J., and Kathleen D., the recovering queens who cried with me, laughed with me, and had my back for 35 years. My beloved sisterhood, who held the spiritual space for the uncrowned queen. Cynthia Bennett, Denise Benz, Alicia Soto Gore, Lucretia Hayward Danner, Paula Joseph, Hazel Walker, and Dr. Reverend Arjanae Wilcoxon for always offering a listening ear and spiritual support. Brother Ishmael Tete for teaching, guiding, and showing me the truth of who I am, what I am, and where I am. Sister Elizabeth for sisterhood and helping me understand the African heart. Sister Grace, for showing me the resiliency of the African woman. For my Ethiopian family, who loved, protected, and taught me the African way. The many blessed individuals who had faith in me and my vision. The ancestors, who showed me the way when I was lost, provided the courage when I was afraid, and reassured me when self-doubt crept in. Introduction. It was a Friday afternoon, and my week was almost over. I was feeling tired, but also energized. My daycare children were all ready to go home, playing with each other while they waited for parents to pick them up. These little two-year-olds were the light in my dark world, spending 8 hours a day with these bundles of joy, happiness, and unconditional love was my saving grace. This was the first time in weeks I was feeling a little joyful. Until my girlfriend called to say she was taking me out for drinks, I had been dreading spending another Friday night home alone with my jealous, sad, angry husband. His depression was unbearable and turned our beautiful three-bedroom home into a prison. My drinking and drug use had spiraled out of control as I struggled to live with a paranoid, emotionally unstable man. Standing in the bathroom with the door open, putting on makeup, I heard him ask, "Where are you going?" I hesitated before I replied, knowing my answer would probably start an argument. Me going or doing anything without him was unacceptable to him. "Betty and I are going out to celebrate her new job." In an angry tone, he demanded, "Did you pay that bill and how can you go out anyway? You don't have any money." Irritated, I took a deep breath. "I will pay the bill tomorrow and she is paying for everything, so I don't need any money." I was so tired of being interrogated. I blurted out, "Just kiss my ass." Instantly, I heard footsteps quickly moving toward the bathroom. Before I could react, he grabbed me by the arm, swung me around,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?